This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello, we're here for more Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we're going to talk about why becoming a minor expert makes us happier. And Elizabeth will tell us about life with two dogs. So,
yes.
Elizabeth, what's making you happier these days?
Okay, what is making me happier is Reels. Okay, which is something on Facebook. And what I find interesting about this is I feel like we talk all the time about how social media can often make us less happy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it causes the keeping up with the Joneses and how many likes do I have and all of that stuff.
Doom scrolling,
exactly. But I've been noticing lately, Reels are short videos on Facebook and you can put funny text over them and you can have audio. And what I've been noticing is they just come up randomly. You don't follow them, right? I don't subscribe to them. They just come up on my Facebook. And what's interesting is it's people all basically just looking really silly. You know, a lot of dancing, a lot of practical jokes, a lot of people doing funny things. And I feel like it's a way to just bring us all together. We have like so much strife in the country. And it's just nice to see like, hey, no matter where you are or what you're doing, if you're like dancing with a cart in the grocery store, you look funny and we can all smile. And I just, I'm like, hey, this like is a way.
It's like a dog driving a car. And you're like, I love seeing a dog pretend to drive a car.
Yes. And so I don't know. It just makes me feel like we all have something in common. We can all enjoy this and just see each other's humanity as opposed to what we don't like about each other. So that's been making me happier. And I think about that as I watch Reels.
Well, it's one of these things where technology is a good worker, but a bad boss. And so part of it is it working for you and figuring out where that line is, like where it's not working and where it is working. And this kind of reminds me of studying the five senses. One of the things I love about studying the five senses, it's like our bodies are something that we have in common. And so it's interesting to think about that as something that
universal. That,
yeah. Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
What about you? What's making you more happier?
Well, one of the things we've talked about on Happier is the try this at home of the pleasures of becoming a minor expert, just picking something that you enjoy and taking a class or watching documentaries or practicing or, you know, whatever it would be to be a minor expert. And for me, it's the Beatles. You told me to watch Get Back and like you launched me on this whole thing. And I watched McCartney 3-2-1, which is all about Paul McCartney with Rick Rubin. I've read several books. I just got the Beatles anthology, which is this amazing book, but it's actually very difficult to read because it's got, they do all these crazy things with the text. So it's like, I wish somebody would just produce this as text without all the bits and bobs, but it's really cool to look at. It's got a lot of photos.
Well, what's funny to me about this, Gretch, is of all things, it's a music thing. I mean, it's just like me suddenly being a dog person.
Yes.
We're going to talk about my two dogs. you, who so many times on the podcast, you've talked about how I'm not really a music person. Music isn't my thing. And now you're becoming a minor expert in the Beatles. I don't know, that just, that tickles me.
Well, part of it is Chuck said to me, Gretchen, you always say you don't like music, but I think you like music more than you think. And that got me realizing something about myself. So spoiler alert, I will reveal that, TK. But it just shows you when something, it's same thing with a dog, when something captures your imagination, your attention, it can give you a whole new sense of yourself and sense of your identity. And like anything, when you know a little bit, you want to know more. So knowing very little, I wasn't curious, but I was so intrigued with Get Back. And I wanted to know so much more about their creative process that it just got me deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And it is fun to see yourself become more knowledgeable or to start to have your own view about why did they break up?
Question.
Yeah.
Are you listening to the Beatles?
More. I actually bought Abbey Road, which took an album, but I did. One of the interesting things about music, and I know this from my Five Senses book, is music is interesting because it's something that really bears repetition, much more than many other things that we enjoy. Music, you tend to like it more and more and more as it becomes more familiar. And then you sort of tip over and you're sick of it. But so I think part of the reason that I'm liking it more is because I've seen these documentaries. Like when you hear them playing, I've Got a Feeling 10 times, all of a sudden you're like, Elizabeth, you and I both had that feeling where we were like, we love the song, I've Got a Feeling. Yes. I mean, we'd heard it before, but it also trains your attention on it. And you're thinking like, oh, that's so interesting how this voice comes in or whatever. I mean, we're not sophisticated. And I'm thinking Chuck is like thinking, oh my gosh, these people, what are they talking about? Because he knows so much about music. Yeah. We know very little. But it just goes to show that it is fun to become a minor expert. And no one is going to interview me for like my thoughts on the Beatles, but it's fun for me.
Yes. And you and I can talk about it because we're both unschooled enough that, yes, exactly. It's like tennis players who are at the same level.
Yes.
We can have conversations about the Beatles that are very interesting to us.
Yes. And we can talk about their creative process because we know more about creative process and collaboration and things like that. But when it comes to like, the other things, and it's one of these things too, where it just feels limitless. Like if you get interested in it, there's all these avenues that you can follow. And so that feels exciting. I love it when a new part of the library all of a sudden becomes very exciting to me. Yes. And I'm like, I've never been here before, but now I want to read everything. So that is making me happier.
All right. Well, coming up, you have something you've been meaning to tell me, but first this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen. Okay, Gretchen, what have you been meaning to tell me?
Okay, so speaking of creativity, I need some help. So, you know, I love aphorisms. I love teaching stories. I love paradoxes, koans, all that kind of thing. So one thing I love is fables. And so a fable is often a teaching story where there are animals as characters. So it's like the grasshopper and the ant or the stork and the fox. And then it kind of tells a little story and has a message. I love a fable. And I have been seized by the idea, now that I'm writing my book of aphorisms, you know, with the littles where I'm always writing these, my little happiers, I'm always kind of writing these little teaching stories. I'm then thinking, I would love to write fables. And I found a couple books in the library where people tried to write modern fables because I thought that would be really cool, but they weren't really very good. They were not very instructive. And I feel like have you ever had with creativity this feeling like it's on the tip of your tongue, that like if you could do it once, you could do it a million times, or there's just something about it that is just kind of like just outside your reach. And I feel like if I could just do it one time. So the idea is, okay, you have to turn ideas or ways of being into animals, or like there's also this thing that's kind of fable adjacent where like at different times they would have like the personification of the River Nile, and it would be a figure who would be personifying the River Nile. So I could have like New York City and San Francisco, we're walking down a country road. You know, you can do that kind of thing in a fable, which seems cool.
And are you wanting to bring to life your aphorisms, your true rules? I mean, it's not like you're telling the story of the tortoise and the hare, right? You want to turn your things into fables.
Okay, but exactly. Okay, so the tortoise and the hare. So let's take an example. An example of like my moral of the fable could be something like, working is one of the most dangerous forms of procrastination. What's the fable?
That does seem like one that would be prime,
right?
To turn into a fable. And then what would you do with these? You would maybe read them out loud.
I don't know. Spend way too much time on them. And then
we've been talking about sleep stories, Gretchen. This could be a good sleep story.
Well, ideally, they would be so exciting and riveting that they would have everybody on the edge of their seat. But could very well be like, you know, like a rabbit and a squirrel went to a country fair, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe what I need to do as I'm talking to you, talk to the rubber duck, talk to your sister. Maybe what I need to do is pull out some aphorisms that I feel kind of lend themselves to fables, but I don't even know what that would be. Okay, like here's another. I'm very proud of this aphorism. The bird, the bee, and the bat all fly, but they use different kinds of wings, which is true. They're very unrelated to each other in terms of their structure. They've got very different kinds of wings, but they all fly. So that is scientifically true, and you get it, right?
Right. You're saying there's many ways to... It's a nicer way of saying there's many ways to skin a cat, essentially.
Right. Sometimes I will say we can all reach the same destination, but we have to take different roads there. But this is just a little bit more whatever. But I feel like that could be a fable. It could literally be like a bird, a bee and a bat, walk you to a bar or something. I don't know.
Yes,
you know?
That's certainly a good one to start with because there's animals right there.
Yeah. Okay. So I really, there's no point to this other than kicking it around.
It's so you though, that would just sit around and daydream about writing fables. It's very you, Gretch.
Maybe I can bring them back. We all love Aesop's fables, but that's a long time ago.
They stood the test of time.
It's, and arguably he wasn't even a real person. So, so I got that going for me.
Yeah.
Now it's time for a spotlight on a tool. This is where we talk about a tool. Something that can make us happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative. And this comes from a suggestion from a listener who was responding to episode 363 of Happier, where we were talking about dealing with the 30-day challenge. There's a lot of power in the 30-day challenge. There's some challenges in the 30-day challenges. And she had an idea of how to think about 30-day challenges.
Yes, this comes from Angie. She says, I like the idea in this week's episode to plan out 30-day challenges for a whole year. But what about people who want to establish a habit of doing the same thing? For anything such as running, walking, working out, or anything that could be timed, I would suggest people try the strategy of keeping a running total. I set an intention to walk hundreds of miles on the trails on our property in 2022. Every time I walk, I write it down in my planner and add it that day's distance to the running total. I use the Walk Meter app to track my distance. It is so awesome to see that number climbing every time I walk, and there is no quote finish line to give me that, oh, now what should I do feeling. Gretch, I love this. Totally reminds me of when you first gave me a treadmill desk. Sarah then also got one, and we set a goal to walk to the moon, and we did.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. And if you are a person who likes to do this, because I think this is an example of like the bird, the bat, the bee, it like a different tool works for different people. Some people love to see these things mount up. If you like that in the Happier app, you know, my app, there is a numbers tracker. And so you can do this. You can keep these running totals because for some people, this is really satisfying. I mean, there are people who are like the number of books read or even the number of pages read. There's a certain kind of person and certain kinds of aims where it's just really fun to keep this going. Do you remember, Elizabeth, when we were really little in Kansas City at the public library, they had this bookworm chart where you could count how many books you read in a year and you could fill it in on this long worm. It was a numbers tracker that was also kind of a coloring big coloring card. And I mean, I was so pleased by that. I still remember that now, you know, decades later. It's probably in third grade when I used it.
Yeah.
So yeah, this idea of the numbers tracker. And again, the Happier app makes it really easy if you like to do it in your phone. And some people like to do it with ye old pen and paper. There's something satisfying to that as well. But I just thought that was an interesting tool because again, it's something that some people feels very intimidating and not exciting, but something like I'll walk to the moon and back, that's really exciting.
Yes. All right, good. Well, that's a great tool.
And I'll post a link to the Happier app for anybody who wants to check it out doing it there.
Okay, great.
Okay, and now Elizabeth, this segment is, how's that going for you? And I die to know, how's it going for you to have two dogs? Because I was surprised. Now I get it. Now I'm totally, you knew mom, dad, and I were skeptical, but you knew best. And tell me about, how's that going for you?
Okay. So we got Nacho, our corgi puppy, and we just felt very strongly that Nacho needed a friend. And and I was telling you this and you were skeptical.
I was.
But
and I was also saying he's a puppy. And so you don't necessarily know exactly what he's going to be like as a like a full-on adult dog. Maybe what you're seeing is kind of puppiness and not nachoness.
Right. But to us, he just seems so sad with humans only. And anytime we could get him near like a dog, he would be so happy that we just...
Yeah, you took him on a dog play date, right? And he was just so happy.
Yes, we just felt an overwhelming need to get him a companion. So we got Daisy, another corgi puppy. And you know what, Gretch? It has been great. It's really interesting as someone who only has one kid. And everyone always talks about how you have one kid and then you have another and they're so totally different. And you're the same two people, but you know, they have such different personalities. It's so fun to see them emerge. And I totally feel that with Daisy and Nacho. I'm like, oh my God, she's so different.
Right.
We just thought this is a corgi. I mean, this is what corgis do. But so their personalities are just totally different. Like Daisy is actually much more of a people dog than Nacho. So she still loves playing with Nacho. I mean, they play all day, every day, but she's very into people, which is nice for us. So that's like a fun thing where we're like, oh, well, she's so cuddly.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Nacho, I mean, it just rocked his world so much to have another dog. And he just wants to play all the time. And what sometimes we feel like, oh, he's doing too much. We need to give her a break. But the second he goes away and starts ignoring her, of course, what does she do? She like comes right back to him and wants his attention.
Well, this is one of these things though, where you also worry about anthropomorphizing dogs, where you're like, you've got to remember what does a dog want?
Right. Yes.
Because sometimes we project our own likes, dislikes, when we're bored, yes. when we feel annoyed, whatever. And it just yes. can be very different for a dog. But I'm sure over time you sort of get a sense from the way that they're behaving and interacting.
Like yes.
what their doggy experience is.
Yes. And we were told basically if one of them yelps, like actually yelps when they're playing, that means it's getting too rough and they need a timeout. So that's kind of our guideline, which is nice to have. But whenever I'm talking to you, you can always hear them like playing in the yes. in the distance. One thing that I really like about having a dog and two dogs is I am outside so much more. I just have a reason to be out there. I am just not someone that goes and sits outside for no reason.
Yeah.
But with the dog, you always have a reason to be outside. And we really like to keep an eye on them because of our coyote situation. We try not to have them out there by themselves. So I'll go sit outside for an hour, listen to a book. I mean, I've mentioned this, but I just thought, because so many times you've been like, is that nature I'm hearing?
Yeah, I know.
Now, a lot of the times when I talk to you, I'll sit outside. But anyway, to me, like, again, the extra added life in the house, one dog was more life, two dogs is even more, and it's great. Now, I will say they do get into more trouble having two, but...
What, you mean like they'll get into something, or they'll...
Yes, encourage each other to dig. one starts biting a plant, so the other starts biting the plants, that kind of thing. But Gretch, you'll laugh at this, and this I really don't mean, but... I said to Adam the other day, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking like when Jack goes to college, we should probably get another dog. And he was like, what are you thinking? So it's like tattoos. You get one tattoo apparently, and you just want to get more. I'm feeling that way with dogs.
Oh, that's this is so funny. Sarah, your writing partner, must just be like chortling.
Yes. Gloating.
Because she's such an animal person of every kind. Nothing is ever as funny to me as the whole giant Welsh rabbit thing. Does it hop? Yes. Can it hop? And her thing, I remember in Happier in Hollywood a while back, you guys were talking about your tells. Like, when could you tell that you were feeling anxious? And you said that you felt the urge to buy conservative or office wear,
which I
probably not anymore. That was like a pre-COVID thing. But she said she started wanting another puppy.
Yeah.
And she would go online and start looking for like, should she get another dog? And now you get it.
Maybe that's going to be my tell too from now on. Maybe that's a thing. But anyway, it is fun. It is just so weird because it's just so not me that I still am mystified by the entire experience.
No, it's the atmosphere of growth. It's like the atmosphere of growth, just like being a minor expert is the atmosphere of growth because it allows you to rethink your identity. This has completely helped you rethink your identity.
Yes.
So I think it's pretty soon you're going to take up horseback riding or scuba diving.
Gretch, you never know what's coming. You never know.
Yes, indeed. I cannot wait to see what is coming up next.
Coming up, Gretchen is going to share today's quotation. But first, let's take a break.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches, like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use happier at checkout. That's happier at hero.co.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
Okay, Gretch, you are known for your quotes. You love your quotes. You have your quotation newsletter, which I subscribe to. What is today's quotation?
Yes, this comes from Mae Sarton, a poet, and she also wrote a series of journals, which I love, and I've read all of her journals. They're really wonderful. She had a big personality, and this is from her journal, Recovering. The constant remaking of order out of chaos is what life is all about. Even in the simplest domestic chores, such as clearing the table and washing the dishes after a meal. But when it comes to the inner world, the world of feeling and thinking, many people leave the dishes unwashed for weeks. So no wonder they feel ill and exhausted. I like that image of washing your mental dishes, and that if they go, there's crumbs on the table for too long, you start to feel it in your head.
That's good.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am feeling so much more happier. Thanks, Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
So, Gretch, how's spring break?
Oh, it's great. I haven't been to Mexico in a long time. It is so beautiful. We're really having a lot of fun.
Your pictures are making me very envious.
Yeah.
From the Onward Project.